Ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga ebandla le-MDC alayenza isiyagalombili kudale lesenethi izolo, ibandla le-MDCT namhla lixotshise amakansela e-MDC alayensi amane kukansili yeHarare. Amakansela la abalisa okaward 16 umnumzana Danford Ngatsiore, uGrace Scott Mandero okaward 44, uJason Kautsa okaward 37 kanye loTonderai Chakeredza okaward 31. Ukuxotshwa kwama-senators e-MDC alayensi izolo kukhuphule inani lamalunga aleli bandla asexotshiswe nguNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe edale lephalamende laya kwabangamashumi amabili lanye 21. I-MDCT iqale ukuxotshisa amalunga e-MDC alliance kulandela isinqumo somthethwandaba esokuthi isikhundla esathathwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa ngemva kokubhubha kukamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai sasimele sithathwe nguMakhuphe. Isinqumo lesi sabangela njalo ukuthi uMakhuphe ahluthunele i-MDC Alliance isigodlo sebandla leli eHarare eseHarvest House. Umnumzana Jamisa uthi uMakhuphe usesetshenziswa yiZANU PF kodwa yena uyakulandula lokhu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomgcinisilalo weMDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo endawonye lomsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance eMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Sibona the continuation of ukuthatha okwama rights ama voters a 2018 esavotelwa thina iMDCA Nelson Chamisa. Sibona futhi ukuthi iMDCT yakamakhuphe labo Mr. Moyo laba sebengantu asebefuna ukuyethusela abantu ngoba sibona ukuthi anti court yabanika ama dates labana ukuthi baye ku Congress. So sabona ukuthi ama structures amaningi bayasebekile ukuthi baye contesta kuma congressionale yamakhuphe. So kathesi sokusebenziswa khona amandla ukuthi mali ngabuyi on our side sizalikhipha kuma parliament position lama senators. So thina sithi abantu at the end of the day are the destiny propellers of our organization. Lokho kwama recalls noma bangarecalla wonke, we will still prevail as MDCA led by Nelson Chamisa.
Baba Moyo, kulomgoqo yini lapho eliza kuma khona kumbe lizaqothula imbokodo lesisekelo libaxotshe bonke abe MDC Alliance?
Into ekhona ikuthi i-MDCT ithi yona ma usujoyine elinye iqembu usudlalela enye team awusiyo member yethu and therefore awusasirepresenti kuparlament, awusarepresenti ama-views ethu kuparlament. Nalokho-ke thina lilungele lokuthi siku-recall. Abantu ama-members of parliament ama-senators sabanikeza i-choice from the onset ukuthi nayi i-ruling esiyiphiwe i-Supreme Court la ukuthi linala ngena ngetikiti le-MDCT ngoba MDC Alliance kwakungayisiyo party kusiya ukukhethwa ngo-2018 kwakuyinjoyinano yamaphathi ahlukeneyo futhi lina langena ngebizo le-MDCT kuleyo alliance lavotelwa on that basis and therefore libhilonga ku-MDCT. Laba abazithi bona bangongqondongqondo, well then awasitshiyele enye ichoice ngaphandle kokuthi siwarecord.
Baba Moringai, abasekeli benu bayakhalakhala bathi ibandla lenu ligcwele osikhwicamfundo, ligcwele amagqwetha, ligcwele abantu abafundileyo kodwa likhanya kalila maqhinga, kalila strategy. Nanku lixotshelwa amalunga ephalamenti ukusa kwelanga kodwa akulalutho elilwenzayo, lithini ngalokho?
Sesibona i-MDCT siyenza ontando ayiphikiswa njengezani anti yabona. So lapha sazama umuntu wonke uyabona sibake basithi kanti lihambelane kumakhoti ona lawa angathiwa athathe over ngezanu PF lama-judge angkhona, but we have tried everything. So ukuthi asizami anything ukuthi sibe le strategy, hayi asoqiniso leyo. Siyabona ama-lawyer ethu ayahamba ayasirepresenta ngoba anti bona abe MDCT bahamba baya di Supreme Court judgment. Bona ba interpreter in the way that suits them less than UPF lapha sekubonayo. Sabona omunye ujudge I think ngochitapi omutapi esithi MDCA is a party constitutionally and wayifaka ku reserve so I judgment yakhe ayikaphumila ka test. But sibona laba be MDCT sebeqhubeka ngokuhamba yethusela ama members of parliament lama senator ukuthi mali ngayekela ukubuya on our side siza recaller. So into ekhona kathesi sithi hayi qhubekani ke but thina njenge MDCA vela sethuki baba asiyesabi abantu bonke 2.6 million alisoze labathatha le court order.
Nanso mnumzana moyo uyakhuluma umringayi ngisho labasekeli be MDC Alliance bathi lingaze libaxotshe bonke abameli babo etalele parlamente kungayiwa kukhetho kusasa kabasoze balivotele lina njenge MDCT kamakhuphe bazavotela i MDC Alliance yena leyo kathamisa futhi.
Yeah, I think umfowethu uMringayi uyalibala ukuthi iSupreme Court is the highest court eZimbabwe. Akula enye judgment ezodlula lapho. And nakhona ukuthi kuze kuye kwiSupreme Court, yibo bona be-alliance aba-aphilayo i-judgment eyayenziwe yi-High Court. Baphikisana nayo ukuthi bona babe libandla. Kodwa bahluleke ukuprove ukuthi babe libandla. Okokuthi bazovotelwa noma kanjani, yeah well, asibayekeleni baziduduze. Because at the end of the day, abantu bavotela institution abavotela umuntu. And abantu iqiniso sebelazi ukuthi besiyavota ngo-2018 napha babesitshela ukuthi bantu abalivotelayo i-MDC kaTsvangirai. Namhlanje bayamangala ma sebetshelwa yibo be-MDC Alliance ukuthi hayi cha thina asiyo i-MDC kaTsvangirai thina siyi-MDC kaChamisa. Abantu bebengayazi i-MDC kaChamisa ngo-2018 bebesazi i-MDC kaTsvangirai. So ma kuyukuthi kuzoyiwa kukhetho sizobona ukuthi sizozala mpomoni ngoba abantu manje babe sebevota belolwazi sebekwazi-ke ukuthi i-MDC abayivotelayo yiphi.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo ngumgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDCT eMelika ubekhuluma endaweni lomsekelo wesikhulumi se-MDC Alliance eMelika umnumzana Tim Muringayi kungxoxo ebulawulwa nguntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.